The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is for the exclusive use of Financial Supermarkets member institutions. It begins now.
Greetings, FSI member institutions. I'm Dave Martin. Happy to be back with you for just a few minutes to talk about how the most powerful marketing messages we send this week may not be the ones folks typically consider to be marketing. A phone call I made a while back reminded me that lots of businesses likely overestimate the influence of their marketing and underestimate the impact of their most basic customer interactions. I needed to call my doctor's office to confirm an appointment. For the record, I like my doctor. The office? Well, not so much. I misplaced the card with her direct line, and I had to call a centralized number for her group. After punching a few numbers and being required to say the city the office is in, you know, like Forrest Gump, right? Sugarland. The phone rang in my doctor's office. On about the third ring, a person who sounded like I'd caught her in the middle of fighting a chemical fire or something answered. She spoke so quickly and abruptly that I wasn't sure if I even had the right number. Here's a hint. When the first words out of most customers' mouths are, I'm sorry, is this... Well, your phone answering skills can use some polishing. I explained the purpose of my call, and she said, let me check the calendar. Let me check the calendar, I think that's what she said. Instantly, I was on hold and listening to commercials about that doctor group. I never thought I'd see the day that I'd actually miss Muzak. I was invited to follow them on Twitter and Facebook about 15 times in the next 7 minutes on hold. Here's a side note. Isn't technology advanced enough by now to change the message from talking about how great a company is to, hey, we're so sorry you're still holding, after about 5 minutes or so? Well, she finally came back, gave me the date and time, and was off the phone within 10 seconds. If I wasn't sure that I was an interruption before, well, I was clued in by then. Office visits are similar. There are lots of posters of smiling people, and even TVs playing promotional videos. But the staff looks like they're taking their SATs, and they talk to you like they're being personally charged per word. I've had dentists tell me that I need a root canal in more pleasant manners. I have no doubt that this doctor group spends good money on marketing and customer service messaging. They likely look at their offices and have listened to their recordings, and they're happy with the impressions they believe are being made. But it's the moving parts, the people of an organization, that make impressions that truly matter. Your brand isn't just what folks know about you, it's how they feel when interacting with you. One of the biggest advantages of an in-store location is that we almost always get more face-to-face time with our customers and members than any other part of our institutions. We even get to interact with them on trips to the store in which we weren't the primary purpose of their trip. Even cooler still, the way we engage and interact with our own customers and members serves as a powerful marketing message to store shoppers. In an increasingly automated and impersonal world, the images of people actually happy to be where they are and enthusiastic about helping the folks they're helping may be the most powerful marketing message your store customers can see today. Never underestimate the impact of seemingly simple gestures that put smiles on people's faces. Remember that people like doing business with people they know and like. Give them reasons to do both this week. Until next time, for FSI, I'm Dave Martin. Have a great day.
The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is a copywritten work of Financial Supermarkets Incorporated. Any unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or use is strictly prohibited.